My name is Amy Bloss, and people call me Fire Mama. Fire dancer, spinner, performer, and I run the Minneapolis Fire Collective, a group that started at Burning Man in 2008. We performed around the man before they burned him for 9 years straight. And then the last 2 years of that, I transitioned into teaching classes and throwing events under the Minneapolis Fire Collective name. I think those are my favorite performances, the MFC stuff. We'd put on these huge shows. I'd just make them up and make up choreography and invent these crazy weird props. When I think of a prop, I mostly draw it on a napkin and then hand it to my welders, and they make it, and then we wick it, and then we burn it. All right, so when you fuel a prop, you have a metal can, because plastic melts if it catches fire, and that's bad. Then we put our prop in the can, and then we pour the fuel on it. And then we'll make sure that's covered. Put your lid on your can before you walk away. Don't light your fuel station with candles. Electric lights only. Most props are covered in Kevlar wick, and I have many sets of poi. I have something we call warrior staves, 10-foot poles with 3 feet of wick on the end, fire helmets, fire crowns, fire wings, doom props, giant props. It's like an excessive amount of fire. It started when we did a Roman theme performance, and it was about the rise and fall of Rome. And so the doom was when they grew too big and then they collapsed. And so we called all our giant props for that routine doom props. At one point, we did a fire monster named Fred, and he took 6 people to hold up. 2 held up his head, 2 with the body, and 1 for each arm, and it was this huge fire monster. That thing was awesome. Fire does make noise. You wing it around. So I teach a variety of classes. One of them is Intro to Fire, and that's teaching poi, staff, or hoop. You have to pick one, and you focus on it for 5 weeks. But it's really about the fire safety. You have to have a safety, no matter what, when you're doing fire. I make them do an oath at the end of class. It's, I promise to never do this alone, to always have a safety, to always be sober, and to always be awesome. Something super important is to use the right fuel for fire breathing. It's not the same as what you use for standard props. Make sure you use the right fuel.
My name is Francesca. I took Amy's fire spinning class. She's just been super awesome and a community builder for us here in Minneapolis. I primarily spin fire fans. I also do staff. Tonight I'm going to be Amy's safety for Amy's fire breathing. You have your spinner's life in your hands, and you got to be vigilant and sober and with it and constantly watching the performer.
I am going to take a mouthful of fuel, and I'm going to aerate it over my flame and create a big fireball.
So usually there's a roped off area for the spinner, and the safety will be just on that line with a duvetine blanket, watching to see if anything catches on fire on their clothes, their hair, whatever it is. If it's small enough, you say like left leg, and then if they look, they can tap it. If it's a little bit bigger, then you run in with the duvetine and cover the flame to put it out, and crowd control to prevent people from crossing over the line of the performer area.
Fire is a rush every time. It's dangerous and bright and it's hot and it's mesmerizing. And it's like a moth to flame.
Freaking you out? It's part of the rush.